Hello and welcome to The Hearing, our music review show here on the channel. I'm John.
And I'm Scotto.
And this is the first episode of The Hearing that's audio only.
Yeah. I kind of like this audio only thing, actually.
Possibly. But that's why I actually just counted in, which I always do on YouTube to get the camera on me on audio, yeah. Which I didn't need to do. Anyway, without any further ado, on to this week's album, which is from 1996, Just Fred by Fred Schneider. Fred Schneider is an American vocalist and songwriter who's best known for his work with new wave band The B-52s and for his use of Sprechgesang, apologies if I mispronounce that, a vocal technique that combines speaking and singing and surprisingly has its roots, actually not that surprisingly, has its roots in German opera. Just Fred is Schneider's second solo album. It was released by Warner Brothers on April 23rd, 1996, after being recorded in just 2 weeks.
No.
The album was produced by Steve Albini, who has a ridiculous amount of credits.
Yeah.
And features, and this gets a bit complicated, Fred Schneider on vocals, piano, and keyboards, and he's backed by three different bands throughout the album. On tracks 3, 8, and 10, it's Reed Diamond on bass, Don Pyle on drums, and Brian Connolly on guitars, collectively known as Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. Does that name sound familiar?
No, I'm trying to...
They're best known for their song Having an Average Weekend, which was used as the theme to Kids in the Hall.
Okay. 3, 8, and 10, huh? Mm. They're the same...
I'll mention them when it comes up, because I love Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet.
Yeah.
On tracks 9 and 11, it's Jay Ryan on a TFA Couplet Maximizer. I googled TFA Couplet Maximizer. It's only on this album. Like, every reference to it comes up on this album. I think it's something they just hobbled together in the studio to make noise.
So wait a minute. The same band. The other band is which tracks?
This is tracks 9 and 11. It's Jay Ryan on TFA Couplet Maximizer, Richard Pelletier on drums, John McLean on guitars and synth, and James Apt on bass, collectively known as Six Finger Satellite.
Mm-hmm.
And on all of the remaining tracks, it's Rick Sims on guitar, Russell Simmons on drums. No, not that Russell Simmons. This is spelled S-I-M-I-N-S. And Tom Zolukic on bass, apologies again if I mispronounced, who are collectively known as Deadly Cupcake. I think they're probably session musicians who were brought in and were just given a band name because the other two have band names.
Right, and we're not really in this for the band, you know?
Except for, the bands, the other two, Six Finger Satellite and certainly Shadowy Men, have their own sounds. And
like definitely
bring something to
like...
the tracks.
It was just like...
But it is about Fred Schneider, really.
Right, yeah, that is the main draw. And sometimes it even felt like they just played something just to have something behind him because he would have sounded insane.
And I think that's mostly on the Deadly Cupcake tracks. Anyway, before we get to the tracks, reminder, yeah. I don't edit any songs into our episodes for copyright reasons, but down in the description and on our blog at johnandscotto.com, and that's johnandscotto.com, you'll find links to the full album on Spotify and YouTube so you can follow along if you'd like. On to track one, Whip. His first solo album, Fred Schneider and the Shake Society, showed up in my Spotify recommendations last spring.
Oh, yeah.
I checked it out. It's basically just a more electronic, more danceable version of B-52s. Not really worth talking about.
Right.
Even though I will say, I personally like the B-52s. I'm not a big fan, but I enjoy their music, particularly the first two albums. But, you know, that one was nothing really particularly interesting. After that album, I was not prepared for this. Because Just Fred showed up, like, over the summer. I thought, oh, let's just see if it's more of the same. I was not prepared when a punk song kicked in.
Yeah, it's very Buzzcocks, or even Sex Pistols, maybe.
It's basically a punk album by Fred Schneider from the B-52s. And Fred's voice has always kind of reminded me of Jello Biafra.
Oh, yeah, you can definitely hear it on this album.
There's a definite similarity between the two. So this answered a long-time question of what it would sound like if Fred Schneider did any kind of heavy music.
Like, when he sings the low parts, too, it sounds just like Jello Biafra, yeah. You know?
And it is glorious to hear, because I've always loved the way he uses his voice.
Yeah.
And all three bands are really solid. This song is really just a straightforward punk song, not a lot to talk about. The double solo is kind of interesting. but it's just a great jumping in point for what this album is.
I think it goes on a little too long, though. Perhaps. I mean, you, for like a good punk song, just go in like 2 minutes and get out.
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes like over three on it. It's kind of like...
He just kind of wants to rant at the mic.
He does, yeah.
Which is the best parts of the album.
Yeah, it is. It is, actually.
On to track two, Helicopter. This is where it gets interesting.
It does. It just, I like the rawness of this one.
It's a stoner rock song.
Yeah.
It starts very slow, and he kind of has this really soft vocal. He actually sings, which is a rare thing for Fred. And I just want to point out, for anybody who knows anything about any doing anything vocal, even announcing, it's not easy to do what he does. It sounds like he's just shouting or speaking. It's as difficult as singing properly. You know, you can't just do what Fred Schneider... Not the average person without, you know, a lot of experience can't just walk up to a mic and do what Fred Schneider does.
They kind of blow their voice out pretty quickly.
He's very skilled.
You could do it maybe for a little bit, but yeah, you wouldn't be able to do it for as long as he's been doing it.
Yeah, you can't do what Fred Schneider does without some experience or training. It's very difficult. And I love just the absurd lyrics.
Yeah.
He just gets weird with the lyrics and weird with the vocal delivery. Because he starts off kind of singing very softly, and then he gets loud. And it does this on a few tracks where it's, you know, to quote the title of the documentary, Soft Loud, or Loud Soft Loud, the Pixies thing. He does that quite a bit. It's just kind of an odd song that kind of gives you a hint of what's coming. You know, this is your first taste of this is not what you're expecting at all.
Right. And, you know, there are a lot of people that were just buying this hoping for more B-52.
Right, of course.
You know,
And then you get punk, and it's... Well, depending on how you feel about punk, it's either a wonderful surprise or a horrible disappointment, I would imagine. On to track three, Sugar in My Hog. This is my favorite.
Ah, this is up there for me too, yeah.
And this is the first Shadowy Men song. And you can tell, if you know the Kids in the Hall music, you know this is Shadowy Men. It's just got this great bluesy groove, and he's just screaming.
Is now, first of all, I put right, destructive prank or innuendo?
A little bit of both, I would suspect.
I would suspect that too.
Because
put sugar in his hog.
The implication, the on the surface of it, it's sugar in the gas tank of a motorcycle.
Right.
You know, and I'm going to get you, you slob. Who do you think you are? God. I love some of the rhymes he pulls out.
Yes.
And the one line I don't quite understand reading, and I couldn't find a lyric sheet for this particular song. I'm going to get you in Montreal, I think he says.
Yes. Some sort of revenge where he's following someone to Montreal. I love the childishness of the lyrics coupled with the anger. This is definitely one of my favorites off the album, but not my strongest.
And just throughout the album, there is so much versatility in his voice. You know, if you think it's just that announcer voice he does in Love Shack, no, he really brings a range of emotion that is fascinating.
I mean, I think, was it Henry Rollins that talked about like the worst moment in rock and roll history is him going, "Let's rock, Rock Monster."
I love Rock Monster, but
Bobster,
the classic riff. But yeah, he brings a lot of emotional range to it. And on this particular song, I just love the tone of the bass and how forward it is in their music. It's really a lead bass in Shadowy Men, which is another reason I love them. On to, track four, Bulldozer, another straight-up punk song. Reminds me of Roadrunner by Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers.
Not sure if this one works as much. I mean, the beginning half moves along. Like, the hook just kind of all blurs together.
Yeah,
the
riff
just kind of goes forward.
It's just kind of a there song. I kind of like how insistent and high in the mix the drums are. Steve Albini is such a great engineer. It's just interesting to hear his polish on something this interesting and this out off kilter.
Right. the first half, the music just sounds like filler. But then you get that guitar solo, like, towards a little
it's
bit right,
kind
like
of
the middle.
Doubled guitar and synth. I love it.
Right. And then, it gets interesting at that point, you know?
And it's just kind of Fred shouting in a mic.
Yeah.
It's a filler song, but it's just nice to hear this level of polish on weird music, you know, thanks to Steve Albini. Now we get truly interesting. Track
My
five,
favorite track
Coconut.
Of the
this is your
album.
Favorite? Okay.
Oh, yes. This made it to the playlist of unoriginality.
I was wondering about this. Okay, yeah.
It was the moment where, like, wow, thank God we did this.
This was a last-minute substitution from me because we were planning to do the Power Station by the Power Station. That'll be next week. But I've been listening to this album off and on for a couple of months now. And I was thinking about, you know, the Neil Breen movie we did on Zombie Takeout. And they just had to go together. This song, Coconut, was originally written and recorded by Harry Nelson. This is a great and actually surprisingly faithful cover.
Oh, yeah.
I actually listened to the original a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And it goes soft aloud again. Starts off kind of psychedelic.
Right. And then you'd expect that for this song.
Yeah. But it's even more psychedelic than the original. It's just kind of weird. Weirder than the original, which is pretty weird.
It fits, you know?
Yeah. It's and
right
then,
up there with They Might Be Giants, Istanbul.
Right, exactly. And the original just kind of slowly builds and, you know, it just stays. It's kind of a, you know, 70s soft rock song.
It's kind of weird that They Might Be Giants never did this one.
True, true.
They probably did somewhere along the way.
I'm sure they covered it at some point. But this one, it gets into that middle verse and it just gets properly loud. And he's just shouting.
Right.
And again, it's just great to hear Fred Schneider shout in with music that really fits it. And such a bizarre cover.
Yes.
Like, I definitely get why it's your favorite. I just, Sugar My Hog just ups the weirdness a little bit.
Oh, yeah, me. Yeah. I see why that would be one of your favorites, yeah. Too.
On to track six, Center of the Universe. This one just opens kind of folky and soft, just a clean guitar and vocal. And with great lyrics about an attention addict. Here comes the center of the universe, the black hole that sucks up all the light, all the attention from everyone around, leaving empty sky for us to gaze upon.
It really didn't stand out for me, this one. It just kind of...
There's some of the lyrics I like. You know, the Jekyll and Hyde you hide behind. I like the wordplay there. Great buzz-sewn guitar tones. The low vocal to the left toward the end really threw me off. It's a subtle thing. You might not notice it at first, but he's kind of a spoken vocal, hard left. I thought I was actually hearing something from another room. did like the little occasional guitar stabs, panned hard right. Again, just Steve Albini's genius on a song that is kind of forgettable. Lyrics aside.
Subtlety just and lyrics just aren't what I'm here for.
yeah, fair point.
Probably my pick for the weakest on the album.
On to track seven, now we get real weird.
Like, what's the AC/DC quote of, like, you know, you don't go to the butcher for your brain surgery.
Yeah, fair point. Track seven, now we get properly weird. I don't even know if I can say this title with a straight face. Radioactive Lady Eyeball. Just bizarre lyrics. I love the line, don't be a Twinkie man, radioactive lady eyeball. With this great sort of kind of almost glam rock riff.
Yeah.
And there's so much fuzz on the guitar that it sounds like a synth.
This is what I paid admission for.
So this is your second favorite? Or second or third? It's up there probably.
It's up there. I don't know. It's good, though. It's good.
On to track eight. Another favorite of mine, Lick.
It's a nice change of pace. I mean,
this is another Shadow and Men song.
The same tone. Yeah.
Love the opening groove and the bass tone. Again, soft vocal at the beginning. And then we get into this affected vocal when he shouts. It's kind of distorted.
The bass is like a Faith No More.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Interesting that you happen to mention Faith No More with the bass. Because a lot of the way Fred uses his voice on this reminds me of Mike Patton.
Yeah, because I mean, they definitely they're looking to play certain, you know, sounds. Like I
Right,
think
yeah.
that opening track was definitely "Let's do a Buzzcocks," you
Right.
know, because I mean, Fred, his voice works perfectly well with Buzzcocks songs. I'm
Right.
surprised he didn't even cover them.
So, you know, this they go a little Faith No More, I think, with the vocal effect. Just an overall great psychedelic feel, and nice stabby guitars toward the end. On to track 9, Bad Dream.
Yeah, this is very Dead Kennedys. It's kind of like almost
Yeah.
copyright for Dead
Oh,
Kennedys.
opens with this weird noise guitar, maybe a synth, maybe this is the TFA couplet thing, couplet maximizer. I don't know. This is the first Six Finger Satellite song.
This is
There's
like the
one
riff for
line that I
Police Truck.
actually.
It's like the riff for Police Truck.
It's very Dead Kennedys. Very chaotic guitar solo, and he just shouts it, and it fits perfectly. There's one line I had to look up. I found like a partial lyric list. The line as written is "Cover my mouth, I feel queasy." Sounds very different when Fred screams it. On to track 10, Secret Sharer.
There's more to that though. I mean,
Okay.
like
It's
I
just
like the
loud and angry and brilliant. I don't
I
have any
like
specific notes.
the voice dubs, you know, on the chorus. I think it's almost like a Velvet Underground kind of thing you're going for, you know.
On to track 10, Secret Sharer. This is my weakest, even though I did like it. I mean, I like everything on the album, but there has to be a weak spot. Nice glam rock opening and, you know, groove and riff. Love the affected vocal. It's kind of a megaphone effect.
It's kind of I kind of thought it was dated, you know. I mean, it
Perhaps
is
it
of its
does. It
time.
reminds me of Stigmata.
It is, you know, it is very night. The irony is, Stigmata, of course, was like 89, whereas this is like 96. But it is very much what you associate from like 92 to about 97.
I hate to say that my weakest is a Shadowy Men song, but yeah.
Yeah, this is one of the weakest too, I thought on there, because it's just the music doesn't even really go with the song. I mean, this is one where I think they are just like filling in so he can just randomly scream things, kind of.
And on to the last track, Stroke of Genius, ending with a straight up punk song, Six Finger Satellite again. Love the gang vocals because it's all Fred. Like, he
Yeah,
does all the vocals, so when the same guy just does gang vocals, it sounds really interesting.
I like this one too. I think they were going for a Danzig sort of or Misfits really more than Danzig, I guess.
And the vocal just gets more angry as the song progresses. He just starts yelling more and more. And it gets more and more intense.
Since Danzig, of course, was more of the old mystic, you know, Jim Morrison thing, whereas Misfits were this.
All right, so would you recommend it?
I would. I think. I mean, there's some songs just for the price of admission alone. You know, Coconut.
Coconut, Sugar My Hog,
Yeah,
Bad
and then
Dream.
yes, Secret Share.
Yeah, Lady Radioactive. There's only a couple of songs that I would say are filler. Maybe two
I
or
mean, not
three out
Secret
of
Share,
11
Stroke of
that.
Genius. Sorry.
Two or three maybe filler songs, but even the filler songs are fun.
Yeah.
There's nothing bad. I would definitely recommend it. It's just beautifully weird, and you know, it answered a question I've had for decades. What would it sound like for Fred Schneider to do a punk album? This
Let's wreck.
is honestly in contention for my favorite album that we've reviewed this year, up there with Cavo Louise at the moment.
Wow.
Until next time, when we'll be reviewing The Power Station by The Power Station, one that we've
Which
loved for decades, you
I
know.
accidentally listened to on Monday, forgetting that we'd changed.
I regularly listen to a handful of songs from it,
Yeah.
still. Until then, of course, always remember, never forget, where be going life, there you
There
are.
you are.